All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show, episode 27, the year-end to end-the-year episode. We've got a lot packed into tonight's holiday show. It is our last show of the year. Our little elves will be coming around the corner in just a minute to officially kick things off, but let me tell you what we have in store. We're going to be going through our round top. We'll be talking a little bit about holiday shopping. We'll be talking about school ending and other things. My special guest is perking up. We have our parent tweets of the week. We're going to be doing smart articles by smart people, but tonight a little twist. We're going to be talking about the new Holderness family video. They are an amazing family, and if you don't know who they are, you will after tonight's show. We're going to be going into 3, 2, 1, go. We'll be talking about the Today Show's cookie bracketology, which has been ongoing, and we'll see how the guys stack up against that. We're going to be talking about Christmas memories, New Year's Eve memories, and then the piece de resistance. We're going to be having our Christmas vacation quiz. Not Christmas vacation, but Christmas vacation the movie quiz. And then we'll wrap it up with things to smile about and a little gratitude to finish up the podcast, because we are three dads, four dads with 12 kids between us. And that's a lot of sort of knowledge. But speaking of sort of knowledge, I keep getting distracted because I have this amazing guest tonight. What's your name, young lady?
Lola.
Lola, can I ask what your wardrobe is tonight? What are you wearing tonight? Or who are you wearing?
I'm wearing a unicorn onesie.
Oh, you're wearing a unicorn onesie. And why is that?
Because today at school, it is pajama day.
Oh, it was pajama day. Okay, that is awesome. How did it go? Good?
Very good.
Very
if
good.
You have to watch a movie.
Oh, well, it is getting toward the holiday break. Okay, Lola, you have two jokes you wanted to deliver, so why don't you give them to us? And let's see how they go. Your other guests have been on prior to you.
Okay. What do you call an elf when he takes a picture of himself?
What do you call an elf when he takes a picture of himself? I don't know, Lola. Tell me.
An elfie. Is it like a selfie?
But it's an elfie. I love it. Fantastic. All right, give us joke number two.
What did the moon say to the sun?
What did the moon say to the sun? I do not know.
Wow, you're looking hot.
Wow, you're looking hot. Oh, I see what you did there. I get it. By the way, Lola, did you know this is the one time in 600 years this month that we can see the actual Christmas star?
Yeah, I mean...
You kind of didn't know that, but I'm going to let you go off the hook. All right, our guys are coming around the corner. Dad Timeout Show coming up next.
Bye.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back and welcome to my two favorite people.
Hi-yo.
Hi.
Hey. That's high praise.
What are some great duos?
Batman and
Laverne
Ronnie.
And Shirley.
Ooh,
Lenny
Laverne
and Squiggy.
And
Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh, hey, rest in peace.
Squiggy. Rest in peace, yes. Yeah. Poor Squiggy passed
away. I know, right? That bummed me out.
Yeah, that did bum me out.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, Batman and Robin, for sure.
But who are two stronger? Top Gun, Goose and Maverick.
Yeah.
That's up there.
All right, we're going to find a good one for you guys.
The Fonz and Richie Cunningham.
That's a pretty good
deal. Fonz and Richie Cunningham.
Maybe Chachi, though. Joni and Chachi,
right?
I smell a rabbit hole coming. All right. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 7. What do you guys like better? Would you like Episode 27 or Season 2, Episode 7? Or do we care? Do our listeners care?
Don't count. It is what it is.
Let's just keep rolling.
All right. Yeah. Well, we do want to welcome our listeners coming in from all around the world. We'll talk about that in a minute. Hey. It's very exciting.
Love it.
This is the year end to end the year episode because it's the last one that we'll be together if we're staying on our consistency, which we're learning from our community college podcasting classes.
Yes.
But I've been really lucky to have you guys not only in my life, but overall to come over every 2 weeks. And we just talked about this. In fact, it is the Dad Time Out Show. We've been drilling down to see what we're all about.
Yeah.
And Chris, you had some great things to say before we jumped on the record button. But, you know, I, to your point, and you can get to that, I agree with you. This is a timeout. It's a timeout for parents. It's a timeout for moms. It's a timeout for dads. If you're listening to our podcast, we don't get political, heavy, weighted, opinionated. We definitely have our opinions when culture crosses over into domains. Dr. Biden, anyone? that was a whole thing this week. But anyway, but to your point, this is the place where you can put on your earphones, take a walk, and just have some fun with us, right?
Yeah, kick my feet up, have a little, you know, some hospitality. I mean, these days, life is so crazy and hectic, and you know, like I was saying, it's I'm just trying to find some happy places, and this is definitely one of them. So thank you for hosting and, you know, that's the hospitality, man.
And like I said, that's why it's called Dad Time Out Show. It's when I can go take a time out from normal day and get rolling with something different.
Amen.
Well, I think the thing is, too, like we said this in the very beginning of our show, and it just kind of came out. We have four dads. Ben's obviously in...
Where is he now?
Scotland?
I think he's back.
Holland,
is he back?
France?
Finland?
Where is he?
Ireland?
He's in another country.
Yes.
But no, all kidding aside.
Could be on a plane.
We have four dads on the podcast, and we've been recently recording with three, and we're doing distance recording. But we have 12 children between us. Age ranges. How old's your littlest, Mark?
Five.
5 and 6, all the way to?
21.
21. Wow. So we are covering a wide swath of territory, and we don't pretend to be experts or incredibly knowledgeable, but we do have a lot of storytelling and relatable stories, not only with each other, but hopefully they resonate with some people out there. Yep. And then when we read smart people stuff, yeah, which we do, when we turn to the experts, maybe somebody can glean a nugget here and there as well. So, yeah, it's funny. Even as we do this, I'm texting my wife, please keep the children quiet inside the house, as you can clearly hear them wrestling. And they don't really care that we're doing a distance recording in the backyard. It is the year-end holiday end episode. Our county, wow. California, is basically staying at home for the most part. We have to, if we're following the letter of the law here, will be out and clear by the time allotted. But
10 p.m. curfew.
We know a lot of people around the country are going through all sorts of different levels and different things, and certain states are peaking, and certain states are starting to get the vaccine, and hope's starting to kind of creep in a little bit. So our hearts are with everybody out there that's going through any sort of drama or trouble or health issues around this thing. And I hope it gets his ass kicked in 2021, and we are clean and clear by next fall. That's my dream. But we're thinking about everybody out there in the country and the world as well. The apocalyptic daddy, Papa, I'm starting already. Our friend in France, we were talking the other day online. But all right, so that's about it. Other than that, we're going to cover our usual suspects, but in a good way. We have a quiz on Christmas vacation tonight, which I think I'm just popping on you guys right now, and then we'll do all the good stuff. This is where we give shouts out to people that have either just joined us for the first time or we've interacted with on Instagram, where we are, and we're also on Twitter and Facebook. And I'm going to click the button and put up a dad group eventually, or a group, join a group on Facebook, because we have a lot of moms that are cool enough to follow us as well. But I would like to say hello and individual shouts out to from London.
Yeah.
From London.
Wow.
Dad Life with River. Also Gigglers to Gabbers. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite names I came across this week. They're great. Scotty Style, who I met watching a live chat with a child psychologist called Dr. Becky out of New York. So Scotty Styles in the house. Dad on my feet, all underscores, but I'll put it up on Instagram. And then my favorite, one of my favorites, Bombproof Family Dad. Bombproof Family Dad. He's an actual firefighter, ladies and gentlemen, and he's a bomb tech.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that is the coolness trifecta of the week. And on that note, thank you to all our frontline workers, firefighters, doctors, nurses, garbage men, grocery folks, anybody that is on the front lines as we are complaining about Zooms and shopping and things to that effect, these are the folks that are out there facing this down every day. So thank you. And on the thank you note, because we've recently been pivoting a lot to teachers as we've grown more and more and more appreciative each day, really. Some really great teachers that I've come across. I mentioned them a little bit before, but Miss Southard is on Instagram and TikTok, and she has been challenging all these pro teams and celebrities to just say hi to her kids. And that's really it.
Oh,
and it's
cool.
Been awesome. The responses from Jack Black, from the Carolina Panthers. And she's a teacher. And she's just like, I'm telling my kids that they can do anything. And it's really cool to see. Another really amazing guy to follow is Jerry Brooks Prin. Jerry Brooks Prin, he's a principal, but he does a lot of TikTok videos and a lot of Instagram videos. And he's incredibly clever and he's really heartwarming. And you can see how he cares about his profession and his children. Thank you all. And thank you for being here. Coming up next, Parent Tweets of the Week. Final edition, 2020.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet.
All right, it's time for the Tweets of the Week. Parent Tweets of the Week, the final edition. Don't ask me why I just hit the wrong button.
It's okay.
That's all right. This first one is from, and these are all relatable. I kind of cherry picked them. I try to draw a theme out of them, but the reciprocity we get on Twitter.
It's nice.
And I just go to Twitter for the funny anymore because the parents that are on there and the moms and dad are just absolutely hilarious. And we don't pilfer their stuff. We celebrate it here.
Yes.
And I would dare to say dissect it because that sounds smart. But this is from at Dr. Jen Murray. A student signed their email pandemically. Glad to see they're coping with some email salutation humor.
Wow. I might want to use that.
I'm going to steal
pandemically.
That.
Pandemically.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I usually sign kindest regards. So pandemically sounds nice.
I think that's the one.
I know, right?
Have your kids done anything funny or have seen anything funny on Zoom? I've read about a lot of practical jokes that go on here and there.
You know, the kids recently, I think they saw this on the gram or something on TikTok, but they all got together and turned off their cameras for one of their teachers. And then, they turned the cameras back on and they all had signs that said, like, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, it's like a little tearjerker,
I saw that.
That's super cool.
But so they did that for one of their teachers. And I thought that was just like the coolest thing, you know.
It seemed a little practical jokey in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like mine would come in and be like, oh, this kid, I can't name names because a lot of our parents, school parents listen to this. This kid figured out how to make his automatically glitch. So the teacher will be talking to him and then his will start glitching on purpose.
Oh, wow.
And then the teacher will like repeat what she's saying over and over again. I know.
Wow.
It gets pretty brutal out there.
That's got to be in the fifth grade class.
Yeah, right?
That's just what I'm saying.
Oh, you doing a little detective work?
I don't need to.
That's the modern equivalent of the, I'm going through a tunnel. Like, I can't hear you on my cell phone.
Yeah, with
but
the
But I
the
give
fuzz.
Clear presence and path to the teachers to do the same thing. If I was a teacher, I would have mine lined up as well. And they're probably happening. I just haven't looked them up. Like, just talking with your mouth.
Right.
And then having the kids yell, take your mute off. Take your mute off.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. Again, just another reason to love teachers. This is from one of my most unique names that I've come across in a while. Whoa, man. Remember that?
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. What movie?
That's I married an axe murderer, yeah. I believe.
So I Married an Axe Murderer starring?
Michael Myers.
Mike Myers and I believe Nancy Travis.
Oh,
Harbinger of Haggis or something like that. Remember that?
Yes. Here's your fun
head
fact.
Is huge.
Fun fact for the evening. Not sponsored by Body Armor Light, which I'm consuming on the side.
Oh, fantastic.
Fun fact. I was married in the church that was used in the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer by Mike Myers.
Oh, wow.
Wow, fun
That's
fact.
Your fun fact. So this is by Woe Man, and she's at ASSHHHHHOLE.
Oh.
I won't say that naughty word because we get flagged on the apples, but she says, quarantine taught me that you don't need fun to have alcohol.
Oh, that's true.
And then
cheers.
Doubling down on her stream. It's what if all my systems are nervous? I like that one.
That's fantastic.
I think in the very beginning, it was kind of a sort of party when we first got locked down. It was like Zoom happy hours and this and that. And then it got kind of tiresome.
Yeah.
And then the whole routine got tired. And then now you're just trying to survive. And now we're seeing a light and we're just trying to get to that light at the end of the tunnel. But I feel that 100%. Okay, this is from Nonchalant Charlotte, Jelly Bean Bonanza, at Jelly Bean Bonanza. I tweet all these, so even if I get them wrong here, don't worry about it. My husband's not going to be too happy when he sees the recycling bin is already full of Amazon boxes and pickup is still 5 days away.
Oh, yes, the recycling struggle is real.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to give a Christmas card to the FedEx guy. I mean, like, he's at our house, like, every day with, like, three boxes, man. I mean, it's insane.
Here's my question. So, since we're really not going out and shopping, they're all coming to my front door. Like, I don't know what to do right now because we're getting a potpourri, not only things that I may or may not have ordered for my wife, but parents and other relatives are starting to send, like, and it's getting very hard because we have a ring to say, kids, close your eyes. There's things again at the front door. I mean, luckily they come in these generic brown packages for the most part, but they're not, you know, they're going to. You know, I don't know.
It's a crazy time. I mean, yesterday I got a coffee from Uber Eats. Like, it just showed up, and they're like, "Hey, Crick's here. This is a coffee for you." And my daughter was like, "Here," and brought it to me, and I didn't even question who it was from. Like, we didn't know who it was from. Like, to this day, I still don't know where this coffee came
from.
I was like,
coffee.
"Is it poison?"
Mystery coffee person.
But I was like, "Is it a secret admirer or something?" But I'm gonna roll with it. You know what I mean?
Is this gonna stick?
You know, you've seen my driveway. So every package that comes every package that comes to my house is amazing. And we actually had one of the food service companies that we'll talk about on a future episode that was dumping them at the bottom of my driveway, and it was really bumming me out. Then today I came home and there was a big box from Chewy, not a sponsor, that we ordered. My wife's like, "Let's just order food from Chewy now." I'm just like, "Okay."
Chewy, the dog, the pet
food. Yeah, and the box.
You
was
order
so,
human food
why are you
from Chewy?
Food from
no,
Chewy?
No. We order food from dogs someplace else.
Oh, I'm you have like seven or eight cats.
500, get the number right. But $4.99. Mitzi died tragically this past week. Yeah, it's okay. We're working through it. But the thing is that the box from Chewy was so big. I felt so bad. So to your point, Crix, yeah, we're gonna have to do something for these delivery people because it's like, talk about frontline workers and the love we have to have for them. Boy, howdy.
I don't want to go too far right, but you know, when I grew up as a kid, my big thrill was I'd run out and tip the garbage man. Mm. Every year at Christmas, and then we tip the mailman as well.
Yeah.
Tip so it's just common. I'm from Philly. I don't know if this is a Philly thing. Not that I talk about it every episode, but I do.
Exactly.
You just tip. You tip everybody. You tip your doorman. You
I
tip
like
your
that.
Cab driver.
Yeah.
You tip.
That's classy.
You're always just fleshing out fives, ones,
you got the
two,
wad,
ten.
And you're like
walking up, giving the 20 slide.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, like a landscaper or whatever. Like, I'm like, here you go, like. Even somebody came in to do a paint thing for us. You know, I bought them lunch and gave them 20. I mean, I already paid them, but I don't know. It's in my jeans. But
I like that.
Yeah, showing love.
Amazon Christmas. Mm. Interesting. All
weird
right.
Is actually
thank
weird.
You at Nonchalant Charlotte at Jelly Bean Bonanza. This is from at Ordinary also. Happens to me almost every day. Wife just gave me the stink eye because she said, right about now. And I blurted out, "Funk soul brother,"
right?
Without realizing she was on a work call.
That's that. Yeah, I mean, that is the proper response.
I mean, you can't not, you know, respond with that, right?
But you, Mark, you're in an office. Chris, you hole away. Like ours, we're all over this place. So, and in, I've talked about this, but in the beginning, I like avoid the Zooms. Now I don't care. I just walk right on by, and I kind of. Because it happens in such an instant, I'll even now I try to embarrass my kids.
Yeah.
Like I'll peek
yeah.
in, like look straight into the eye hole.
You might as well.
Like, you want to zoom? You want to zoom? My wife's are a little more serious because she's still doing active work, but at least all her people know I'm an idiot. So
hey, I'll tell you, even months ago when I wasn't working in an office, I was totally like crashing the videos. Just do that, you know, that goofy dad like, oh, what's going on over here? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And then you just move through.
Exactly.
Totally. The drive-by is the best.
It's endearing.
It is.
Right? You might be the best humor the kids get all day long.
Dad.
I get a lot of that. Or I get, Dad, I'm on a Zoom. Because I'll bust, especially my little boy, I'll bust into his room. We're like, la, la, la. And he's like, Dad, I'm on a Zoom. Like, and I can see all the little heads perk up in his awesome. Squares.
Bringing joy. You're bringing some joy.
My friends think you're weird. Thank you. Thank you.
That was my
goal. I live for. Yeah.
And it will be for the next 25 years. Exactly. Get used to it, homie.
My work here is done.
All right. Thank you, Ad Ordinary. Also, this is from Stephanie Ortiz at Six Pack Mom. I love that cute married thing we do where I stress to the max, planning, shopping, budgeting, and wrapping gifts. And my husband is just as surprised what Santa brought as the kids are on Christmas morning.
Ouch. That is me this year.
Hey, it's a surprise.
I hate to say this. That I'm working so many hours. My wife is totally handling Christmas, and it's
from you and she and you, he and she, right?
I'm failing this year. I just am. I've done some online shopping, but generally speaking, I'm failing.
My wife will be the one that does the order, but we will always have the conversation.
Well, yeah,
and I used to be worse. Now I'm way more into it. Now that the kids are having intellect and they're not just stumbling around trying to eat Christmas ornaments, you know, it's like, oh, well, hey, he really likes this. So what if we were clever and we did this?
Right,
Or here's a game we all kind of enjoy.
And I'm not totally flaking out. I've actually given suggestions, but I mean, she's the one putting in the yeoman hours. I'm just like going, yeah, that looks good. You know, it's like, yeah.
Do you say it in that voice?
I try to every time I can.
Hey, that's fantastic.
That should be a challenge to do that all day. Speaking of challenges, if you listen to our last episode, I started 3. I'm down to 1.
Oh,
I know. The writing was just impossible. I couldn't do the 30-day writing because there's just too much going on right now. The planking, I haven't gone upwards in increments, but I've held it a minute 30 every day.
Nice. Fantastic.
And that's then did the walking thing. But I don't have the planking app yet, but that's, if you listen to our last episode, you can hear us make fun of that. Finally, I think you'll appreciate this. This comes from at Grant Tanaka. Studies have shown, ... My wife is right.
Oh.
Mic drop. All right. That is Parent Tweets of the Week. Thank you very much to all our incredible writing parents that are out there putting this stuff out because we always enjoy breaking down and talking about it. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people. The Holderness family. Coming up next.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, guys. So it's smart articles by smart people time. Typically, we will grab an article from, you know, a magazine or a newspaper or, you know, whatever, a blog post. And we kind of dissect it and relate to it in our own story fashion. But this week, I sent you guys out a video.
Yeah,
have you ever heard of the Holderness family?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Before I sent that out?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we've talked about it on previous...
I am not breaking any news.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it on previous episodes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Season 1, I think you got to go back into the archives.
Go back in the annals of time.
Well, you know, I always enjoy them. I think they're a tremendous family because they're always about funny, positive, you know, just having fun with being a family and having fun with life. Now, Penn, who's the husband, he's collaborated with a couple of my other kind of dad funny friends across the country, and some of their stuff is both viral and hilarious. But this one really got to me, I think, because we were talking – REM had "It's the End of the World as We Know It," right? And then Billy Joel had "We Can't Start the Fire." Yeah. Where's the anthem now? Someone's gotta put it out there. But they did a really good job of encapsulating some of the good things that have come out of 2020. 20, right? Yeah. We've talked about this in the past, but they've actually, you know, they kind of laid it out there and they're like, okay, yeah, it sucked. Let's not deny it. And we talked about the very dark side and we're very empathetic to that. But they're like, okay, but here we are with our families. Here we are this, here we are that. What are some things that you took away out of that one?
I mean, one of the things that, you know, I feel like, you know, this outdoor eating and kind of, you know, spending more time with the family and doing these special things, I thought that was one of the things where all of your favorite restaurants are now outdoors and you're really appreciating that more. I mean, we got the puppy, so a lot of the things that they're talking
the
about.
The puppy thing was awesome.
Super happy. Hamilton was one of the things that they brought out, and I've been meaning to see that and seeing that.
You haven't seen it?
Disney Plus, I have now.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But I didn't see it live, and seeing it with the original cast,
yeah, yeah.
You know, was like, yeah, it was like amazing. So, yeah, totally a ton of gems in that video for sure.
I was a big fan of the Christmas star information that, and then her pausing for the whole NASA thing.
Yeah.
I thought
that
was hilarious. But I mean, I'm thinking, wow, now the now on the 21st, I know what I'm doing. I want to see the Christmas star. I was like, wow, fun fact, good information, and timeliness. Getting a video out like prior to the event. So yeah, it was a great video. Those guys always do such a good time. The schmaltz factor is good. The choreography is fun. So yeah, but it's always really well done and yeah, super fun.
I mean, I thought it was really heartfelt at the end too, where they started breaking up a little bit, where they were talking about their kids.
Yeah.
And how they realized, you know, just how amazing kids are right now. And, you know, we've talked about this too, how kids prop us up, you know, to get through each day with optimism. And the things that they look forward to are like, you're kind of my hero, because there's so much weight out there that, you know, having that light three different ways, four different ways in your house, you know, it's really important. So that was a really sweet moment in their video, and they are tremendously smart people. So it wasn't necessarily an article, but you see where I'm going. I like this too. It's like, I just looked at a couple lists of people that thought things happened, and it's the truth. Like, a lot of these things came to light that we took for granted for a long time. Frontline workers getting hero salutes, right? Doctors, nurses, medical staff. Remember in the very beginning when respiratory therapists were coming out, I think it was in Texas, and the police cars all had their lights on, and they walked through to a standing ovation. I mean, yeah. Misty now, but
yeah.
It's like we didn't appreciate that before. It's simple things like just learning to wash your hands, gaining an exponentially further appreciation for teachers, right? Like, we've talked about this, and I really want to keep on that train, because I am really loving seeing what teachers are doing out there in general. Things like nature got a break. Like, you can see the mountains in India for the first time in years.
Some of those videos where you could see like the animals are coming out into the cities. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the traffic around here, we live in the Bay Area, Northern California, and mountains of traffic, and it's really just thinned out. And like in the very beginning, it got a little back to normal. Now it's kind of dialing back again. You'd walk at night around here and it was crickets and just people walking and saying hi, and you know, family spending more time together, people baking, using their kitchens for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, really using them, like maximizing them every day, three times a day.
Those bicycles.
You know, home gym equipment we exactly. actually used. Aliens might be real.
I like the 8 p.m. howling. I'm a big fan of that.
That was happening up in Marin, I think.
We're still doing it here.
Oh, we're not. We have the dogs take
ours. Castro Valley at 8 p.m. at night. My kids will run outside and howl for the to salute the medical workers and stuff.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Keep it rolling.
Well, you guys are close to the hospital.
Yeah, we are.
That's cute. Voter turnout hit record numbers.
Amazing.
Right? Like, let's be selfish here. We got to watch tons of free online concerts. You know, artists that you don't ordinarily get to see nor watch, because we all have busy lives. We got around to decluttering, you know, funny stuff like drones walk dogs and fetch toilet paper. Drive-in movies made a comeback. Neighbors checked in on elderly, right? Like our street especially, we have a couple elderly, and we've all really gotten close over this thing. Newfound appreciation for the outdoors. Here's one that I love as well, even though I think a couple people bit off more they can chew. No pun intended to your Chewy reference earlier. Pet adoption soared.
Yeah.
Both cats and dogs. The puppies, pandemic puppies, of course, but cats too. So that's great, you know. Yeah. I hope that keeps up once things calm down. You know, I find myself reading more. I hadn't done that before, even as a soothing way to just close the night. I just feel like I need to read something smarter and not just doom scroll my phone. Like, I've read like 7 or 8 books. So, you know, and now we've got the ultimate light at the end of the tunnel. And it's hopefully the cure, the vaccine, you know, as it slowly makes out. As we tape this, record this digitally or whatever you want to call it, Moderna was just cleared today.
Yep.
So it looks like the tide's starting to turn, and the people that really need it are getting it, and I'm very happy for that. And you know us in California, we're just kind of doing what we've always done anyway. This stay-in-place shelter. We're like, yeah, that was us in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, you know, whatever. But, you know, I think there's a lot to look forward to in 2021 to kind of wrap that up. But congrats to the Holderness family, and not only on all their success. I mean, I'm very excited for them. They've worked really hard. I remember when they first started about 2 or 3 years ago with these parody videos, and I've, you know, they're the Weird Al of this generation, hands down. So cheers to the Holderness family.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Thank you for the smart video by tremendously smart people. Happy holidays. All right, coming up next around the corner, why don't we get into 3, 2, 1, go? Then we'll wrap it up with the Christmas vacation quiz and a couple dad jokes.
Time now for 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, it's time for 3, 2, 1, go, and it is 3, 2, 1, go. I will just throw some stuff out there. We kind of prep, we kind of don't, but I'll kick the can forward or the Christmas ball. I was listening to one podcast today, and these ladies did a really nice job. They were just kind of looking in Christmas past, and they were sharing some memories they had when they were kids. They talked about it at length, but I, you know, with 3 of us, we should probably move faster than that. Let's go to Christmas memory first. I have 2, if it's okay. I'll break the protocol. One of my favorite Christmas memories, I was in first grade. Our Lady of Grace, Pendel, Pennsylvania, Sister Janice selected me to be Santa Claus in the first grade play.
Me too.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
Okay, hold that thought, because we're going to synergize here. And I still tell people, so it was a really cute play where Martians had landed on planet Earth and didn't know what Christmas was. And I had to explain to the Martians what Christmas was all about. And funny side story, one of my dearest friends to this day, who's now a lawyer in Philadelphia, was the head Martian. And we still talk back and forth almost every holiday.
Wow.
And we'll trade a picture, you know, whatever. But I say that that launched a lot of my entertainment career, her giving me that unique opportunity way back then to step in front and be Santa, kind of pivoted my career toward the entertainment industry.
Interesting.
Which we can get into somewhere in 2021. And the second one was very Christmas story-like. I'll never forget my first bicycle. And I had a red robe on, and I don't remember how old I was. I remember coming around the corner, and it was the Apollo Racer. And it was, it had this big red ribbon on it, and it was kind of like a female bike where it didn't really have a high cross top bar. It was kind of a dip, but it wasn't technically motocross. Like, I didn't even know what it was, but I just remember those letters, the Apollo Racer.
Nice.
And I thought, oh, I've arrived. Like, this is it. So those are my 2 kid memories. 3, 2, 1, go.
I mean,
Santa, why don't you go first?
So, yeah, that brought back a memory of mine of being in playing Santa in the school play. And just like you, like Amy Feidelberg, who played Mrs. Claus, turns out she lives down the street from me. We just reconnected after like 40-some-odd years. But that's not my memory. My real memory is my first Santa experience. I still remember, and you know, I think immigrants coming, immigrant families, you know, I think Santa visits you a little later than, you know, normal. So like when we finally got hip to the Santa thing, you know, it was a little bit unique. And, but I remember just feeling the appreciation when I first got my first like stocking stuffer, and I got a gift that, you know, wasn't just from my parents, but was from Santa. And I felt like I had, you know, I finally arrived kind of the thing.
Santa found me.
Santa found me.
That's awesome. Really sweet.
I'll do two quick ones. The because when you first brought this up, the first thing that came to mind was 5 years old, Edgewood Road, Redwood City, California, and my parents made me a Christmas pinata. And I know.
What?
And actually, I think my sister's is made out of paper mache.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And they filled it full of toys, and I bashed it.
What
with
was
the,
it? Like a Christmas tree or a Rudolph?
No,
or something?
No. It was weird. Paper mache. It was just a ball. Okay. There was no face or anything, but it didn't matter because it was awesome and it was hanging in the house. And I beat it with the bat. You know,
how they use that. That's
you remember those? Remember those little ride on like the ponies?
The ponies. The stick? Yeah.
So I bashed it at the end of the pony and broke this. It open. And there's all these toys, but the toy that mattered the most was this. And they're all wrapped. Was this plushy football? Because I loved football. Even at five, I was like a super big football fan. So I used to carry that around the house and dive over cushions, aww, and that was awesome. The second one was probably like the most, you know, when you're a kid and you're waiting for the Christmas to happen and you're really hoping you get that one present, and you know, and then your parents always mess with you. And so, you know, Christmas is over. Oh man, I didn't get what I wanted. And then my parents bring out the box and they're like, oh, we forgot this one.
Oh,
you
know, it's the whole old
thing. They bring it out. I open it up and it was an Atari 2600.
Oh.
And I will tell you that it was one of those things where
huge.
I was crying. I was so excited because it was like, you know,
and
you're,
it came with combat.
Combat,
right?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And of course that launched me into like wanting to get a job so I could afford to buy my own cartridges, which, you know, I did because, you know, heck, every time they used to come
out,
I'd be like,
you
know,
your own job at 12?
What's that?
Paper out,
I was
man.
Younger than that, and yes, I was a paper boy.
Me too. Yeah, that's right. I was a paper boy as well. I forgot we could do that earlier.
I had two paper routes, so I could afford to buy like all the games.
Fair enough, man.
You got to get Pac-Man and
oh,
all that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I still have. And fun fact, I still have all of my cartridges.
Wow.
And my original 2600, as well as a refurbished one that I keep boxed up just in case I need to.
He's one of those guys.
I do not.
I am.
It's funny how we all remember our toys, because I was thinking like AMF, the racetrack that, you know, you'd get along the track.
Those were
awesome. I remember that, getting that. It was a hand-me-down, but I was still like super jazzed about getting one of those.
Well, I'm super. There's a guy on TikTok that has the Evel Knievel rev-up motorcycle.
Yeah. The rev-em-up thing.
And he jumps over random things in his driveway.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
Like, he's got this cult following, myself included, that he does it in slow-mo. And he'll jump through flames. He's like, and people will be like, nailed it, Evel. Like, they get so excited. And I'm like, that was my jam. Like, I remember revving that thing up in the driveway.
Oh, man.
I was at a Cracker Barrel years ago. They had them. I wanted to buy one. I didn't buy it. I regret it. And then, boom, they're back, because that was probably one of my favorite toys of all time as a kid as well.
The Evel Knievel.
Oh, man. That motorcycle was just, you got to be kidding me.
Plus the guy.
I might do it, because my boy just got a Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, my God. Do they still make those?
Yeah.
Man, all those retro toys are coming back.
Yes, they are.
Did you ever?
And deservedly so.
Our childhood? Is like, hey, wait a minute.
That retro is coming back.
Maybe there's still some time on the clock.
They know us.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
I could totally see myself in this driveway on holiday morning just ramping up.
You know what? Let's both buy one, and then we can do it together 6 feet apart with masks on.
I'm in on that. I'll get the Stretch Monster.
We could do it down your driveway.
We could. Oh, there's totally down.
There's a whole thing going on. Okay. That is fantastic. And we can unpack a couple things moving forward. You and I both paper boys.
Yes.
Me too.
You and I
was paper boy.
Oh, you were a paper boy
also?
Oh, yeah,
paper route, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is great stuff. And the double Santa Claus.
Double Santa Claus.
Not many people can call that on their podcast. You have two Santas. All right. Well, I'll skip over the middle one then, because I think it's kind of redundant. But let's go to New Year's, because by next time we'll be in our next time we record, we'll be in the new year. So, what is one of your favorite New Year's memories? I've had some, I have some great ones with my wife. We've done some really fun stuff. But I will say, like, the one that sticks in my mind the most is, there's two, actually. There's, and they're kind of on top of each other. I went to, did I tell you guys I grew up around Philly?
No.
Tell us about that.
Cologne and crucifixes. That's what we do. We took the train up to New York, and we did the Times Square, right? So as a teenager, I did this with a bunch of my friends, and they kind of put you in a pen, and you can't go anywhere, and you have to stay there till the ball drops. And but if you're young, it doesn't matter. And people, it's an interesting slash crazy but fun scene. So fast forward on my goal track, and I ended up working for MTV for a long time, more permalance and freelance stuff. So they invited me to do the audience warm-up for the New Year's Eve 2020. Wow. Or no, sorry, 2000. 2000. Yeah.
That's
so
big.
What we did was we gave radios, because MTV had the studios facing Times Square. So they would have to draw the curtains down because it would create too much excitement. Whether they had it like Eminem or NSYNC or like people would go crazy. So they're like, they're going to know there's bands up here, but they're probably not going to care because the ball's going on. But what we'll do for the crowds under our windows is we'll give them radio so they can hear everything that's going on in the studio. So I got to do that for the entire show. And then about 10 minutes to midnight, my boss said, why don't we go up to the cafeteria? It was called the Lodge, I believe. I don't remember what floor it was on. And there was a deck. And you could reach out and literally, you know, almost touch the ball. You were that close.
Oh, wow.
And that was my favorite. I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this. Crazy. So I want to go back to New York. I don't want to. I'm kidding. I'll always go back to New York. But like, that was the crescendo of New Year's for me.
Yeah. I kind of have a similar one. Was also at the year 2000, but my wife and I, before kids, we decided to go to Disneyland for New Year's.
Really?
Yeah, that's for 2000. Fantastic. So we rolled out. Yeah, and they did the countdown at midnight. It was like, it was pretty magical and on brand, you know, for me. But yeah, it was.
First of all, do they keep the park open to midnight?
Yeah, till midnight.
Because I'm not a huge, I don't really know the Disney hour. Some people are so meticulous about it.
Yeah, they're usually open to like 1.
On New Year's. And now, was the fireworks situation like double, triple?
I mean, it was crazy. Yeah, we had, it was just one of those dreamy, magical moments, but we were already exhausted and tired, and it was cold, and we were on the train going around and seeing the fireworks and just being with all those people, and especially because it was the year 2000, and, you know, half the people thought the world was going to end and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all that? Y2K. Yeah. And it was just a magical time, dude. It was like we were at the peak of our love, or, you know, like a, you know, pre-kid. We were still focused on each other 100%, and I still remember that as one of the best nights that my wife and I ever had.
That's pretty amazing. And now East Coast, West Coast, too, that we were both in these unique, and we were both Santa Claus. This is weird. And we're not even going to talk about what happened 3 blocks over from my current house. Mark?
You know, it's funny because you guys were talking about like what you did in special occasions, and I was initially thinking of traditions that we do on New Year's Eve, but I'm going to skip that. And when you were talking, I, for some reason, thought about... there was a year that my good friend Tony and I, neither of us had girlfriends, and there was a Tom Waits show going on in the city, and so we bought tickets, and we went and saw Tom Waits on New Year's Eve, and it was unique being with a friend of mine on New Year's Eve, because you usually think of New Year's Eve as being like you and your significant other or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we had such a great time watching Tom Waits. That was such a great show. Anyway, so yeah, not lovey-dovey stuff or MTV quality. Well, actually, no, Tom Waits is beyond MTV quality. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, notwithstanding, though, other than that, the music that I saw that, and I've never been to a concert on New Year's Eve, so that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, it was fun. It was super fun, and they did a great job. And anyway, so
no, it's fantastic. I'm going to switch gears because I just remembered this. I just wanted to roll through a quick 3-2-1 go note because this is a fast moving one. We're going to do cookie bracketology from the Today Show.
Oh, nice!
Because it gets finalized tomorrow, and I want to see if you guys predict the right one.
Okay.
What would you rather do? Gingerbread or snowball? Gingerbread snowball. Or snowball?
Ooh. The holidays, come on, gingerbread.
Okay.
Okay.
The winner was snowball.
Whoa.
Sugar cookie or biscotti?
Sugar cookie.
Yeah, sugar cookie.
Okay, the winner was sugar cookie.
Of course.
Linzer, which I didn't even know they were called this until I saw the picture, or shortbread. Linzer or shortbread.
What's the same thing?
It's the little dough cookie with the jelly smushed in the middle.
Oh, no, no, then the other one.
I'm going
shortbread.
Shortbread.
Okay, shortbread won that one.
Yeah.
Jam thumbprint or a chocolate peppermint?
Chocolate peppermint. Absolutely.
Okay, peppermint won. Now, shortbread versus chocolate peppermint.
Got to go chocolate because that's going to outpower.
I think shortbread won.
America disagrees. America said shortbread.
Shortbread.
That makes sense.
Snowball versus sugar cookie.
I don't like the snowball. I'm going sugar.
Snowball versus sugar cookie? Sugar cookie won. So tomorrow morning, we'll be texting to Mark's delight. Sugar cookie squares off against shortbread for the final.
Wow.
I'm going to go sugar cookie.
Mark's going to go sugar cookie?
No, you know what? No. If I had a choice, I'd actually prefer it. My personal choice, I'd eat the shortbread.
What is the shortbread? That's the big blue metal tin that you'd get. Those are all the shortbreads, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you say. What it really comes down to is the quality of the shortbread. So my wife has a friend whose mom has a recipe of shortbread. She won't share it with anybody. But I tell you what, when that tin comes for Christmas, I don't usually get many. I usually might get one. My wife likes to eat them alone.
So what's your answer?
I'm going to go shortbread.
I'll go sugar. We'll find out.
Okay. Ooh. Shortbread versus sugar. Put a little wager on it. Let's put a dollar on it.
Okay, I'll put a dollar.
So that's it for 3-2-1 go. Great memories, great bracket, but always enjoy talking just fun reminiscence with you guys. Mm-hmm. Coming up next is our parent quiz, and this is quote unquote the ultimate National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation movie quiz.
Oh yeah.
Coming up next.
It's quiz time.
All right, guys, this is the Christmas Vacation. This is my wife's absolute favorite movie during the holidays. But now, of course, you know mine. It's Jingle Jangle, Christmas Chronicles, Christmas Chronicles 2, and last night's new entry. But I'm going to save that, things that make me smile. This is Christmas Vacation. Question number one. Let's move fast. Let's be lean. Let's not bore our listeners. They have holiday shopping to do. What does Clark use to put up the lights in his house? Light hangers, staples, or duct tape?
Duct tape.
Psst, you're wrong.
Duct tape is incorrect. Staples. If you remember, Clark clearly had a staple gun. Sorry.
Man. Foggy memory.
Question number two. What does Clark wear on his head when using the chainsaw for the first time? A hockey goalie mask, a Santa beard, or a Christmas hat?
Christmas hat.
Santa beard.
Psst, you're wrong.
Both incorrect. If you recall, he was standing in front of the neighbors and he walked out of his garage and had a hockey goalie mask on.
I think we have to watch this again.
Yes, right?
Clearly.
Okay, what type of animal is in the Christmas tree? Is it a possum, squirrel, pigeon, or mouse?
I'm going possum.
Possum.
Yes, I see the possum in my brain.
Okay, you both say possum, and the answer is squirrel.
Gosh!
You are not doing well tonight. We're plowing through these.
Have we seen this movie?
This is the speed quiz.
This is Chevy Chase, right?
What are the first names of the Griswolds' neighbors? Tim and Marge, Taylor and Melody, or Todd and Margot?
Tim and Marge.
Todd and Margot.
Oh, finally, someone gets on the board. Todd and Margot.
Good
job. Julia Louise Dreyfus played Margot.
Oh, wow, really?
Fun fact.
Elaine.
What gift does Cousin Eddie give Clark? A pair of white slip-on shoes, his boss, or a one-year membership to the Jelly of the Month Club?
The slippers.
The slippers, the white shoes, yes.
Not in this one.
You're wrong.
Cousin Eddie kidnaps his boss, then he puts a red bow on him for Clark. A perfect holiday gift.
So weird.
Man.
I got to rewatch this movie.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try, guys, to give you some no-brainers. What doesn't happen, does not happen to the Griswolds on the drive to cut down a Christmas tree? A car gets a flat tire, the car gets cut off, the car takes flight, or they drive under a trailer of logs. What does not happen?
What does not happen? Okay, so the logs.
What was the first?
Takes flight.
The first one was the car gets a flat tire.
Flat tire.
I don't remember the flat tire.
Flat tire?
Didn't the aunt die and they strapped her to the roof?
That was vacation.
Oh, that was vacation. Yeah, I'm going to say flat tire.
You can ask me those questions. I'll know that movie.
Flat tire.
Okay, correct answer is car gets a flat tire.
Yes.
All the other things happen. The car gets cut off. They drive under a trailer of logs. And when they pull out from under the trailer, they hit a snowbank and take flight.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and keep going to an easy one for you guys.
Softball.
What is Clark doing when the grandparents first show up? Is he putting up Christmas lights, trying on a Santa beard, shoveling snow, or shopping at the mall?
I'm going back to the well on this one. I'm going to say Santa beard.
All right.
Because I do see him in the Santa beard.
Putting up lights.
Okay, the correct answer is trying on a Santa beard.
Ooh, it's tied.
Yes, tied up now.
Good okay, job.
Tied. Didn't he get electrocuted too, right?
Yes.
Or was that the poster? That was them anyway.
Okay, we are running on the 1 minute mark. Who closes the attic door and locks Clark in so he can't join the family when they go to the mall? Is it Rusty, Ellen, Ellen's mother, Frances?
Rusty.
Yeah, it's Rusty.
I'm going Rusty.
Okay, you both say Rusty and you're both wrong. The correct answer is Ellen's mother, Frances.
Mm.
Okay.
Sorry.
You've got to get this one right. Clark's wife, Ellen. This is dampening my holiday spirit right
Sorry.
Now. My wife is going to be so disappointed.
I know.
She's going to be yelling out the answers. Clark's wife, Ellen, has a nickname for Clark. What does she call him? Sparky, Clarky,
yes.
Or Pooh Bear?
Sparky.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sparky.
And sorry, Jen, and thank you for editing
yes,
all of our episodes.
Yes, thank you so much for your production value.
At which store does Clark Griswold find himself when the sled finally stops? The Flying Saucer metal sled. Walmart, Sears, or Target?
Sears.
Yo, both mom. Incorrect. Walmart.
Oh, Walmart?
Walmart, really?
Was there even Walmart back then?
Man, I don't know. Apparently.
Well, you know, clearly.
All right, we're going to move on to the final question. Gentlemen,
it's tight.
It's been a pleasure. Which sports team is on Clark Griswold's hat the entire movie?
I know.
The Blackhawks, the Cubs, or the Bears?
Cubs.
Yes.
Says Cubs?
Yes.
No. Yeah, it's the Cubs.
Okay, now we're going to have to keep going until you get one right.
What?
The answer is Chicago Bears.
The Bears? No.
Mike Ditka and the Chicago
wow,
Bears.
Man, I'm way off.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
I'm
get
going.
One more. Come on. Let's end on a high note.
Can we each get a participation trophy?
Yeah, you can get a participate.
Hey, if this were Trading Places trivia or like Die matter. Hard trivia, I think I'd be all
okay,
over.
Okay, we are running on the 10-second mark. Like which carol do the Griswolds not sing in the station wagon on the way to get the tree? Is it Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls, or We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Which do they not sing?
Deck the Halls of... Yeah, I could see them singing that,
I'm
right?
going Oh Christmas Tree.
I'm going Oh Christmas Tree too. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh Christmas Tree.
Okay, no, we mom. Still have a tie.
All right, well,
it is Oh Christmas Tree. This is our final question. Listeners, we apologize.
Let's answer.
We're competing
ones.
Amongst ourselves.
I don't want to lose.
What is the last line in the movie? Is it We Survived, Merry Christmas to All, or Play Ball?
I'm going to say
Or play I ball. Did it.
I'm going to say play ball.
I did it. We survived. Merry Christmas to all or play ball.
Wait, I might change mine to I did it because it's the okay. wrestling with the lights, right?
I don't know. Play ball.
Okay, the tie is broken.
Yes.
Chris wins the final quiz of the year. The correct answer is I did it. Thank you, Clark and Ellen. Thank you, Christmas Vacation.
It took so long.
Thank
on
you,
that
National
one.
Lampoon.
Thank you.
For one of our holiday favorites.
My first time
coming
ever.
Up next.
You always win.
Things that make us smile.
Your mom.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a happy new year.
All right, guys, it's time with the year ender. Things that make us smile. Things that make you smile. Mm. We hope we made you smile at home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's true if you smile for 30 seconds? That you become happier inside. I truly believe in that. If you take a breath and then you smile, unsolicited, just smile, the reaction will make you, yeah. Look it up.
You're forcing yourself to smile. You're saying it does something, makes you really happy?
Yeah, I think it's proven. I'm not an expert, but I'm going to say that if you smile for 30 seconds, that you are going to feel optimistic.
I think it just feels good.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think it feels good in general.
Yeah,
a lot of things made me smile in 2020. A lot of things didn't make me smile in 2020. But as our show often does, we turn to the bright side and the optimism And we threw out our latest push of 8 episodes. We've kind of had a through line of gratitude and things that make us happy every day. And we hope that you found happiness out in your neck of the woods, wherever you are in the world. It is the little things that we're finding out. And it's important to remember these little things as we move about our days. And we've even touched on them tonight. One big, just generic thing that makes me smile. We watched the movie Godmothered last night. And you know how I love my family movie nights. It was all 5 of us on our big sectional, covered in blankets and eating Christmas cookies. And it's a really kind of all ages, really fun movie. Very happy ending. Disney, by the way. Disney.
Yeah.
So Godmothered and Christmas Chronicles and Jingle Jangle, we're all Christmas movie and happy here. And I'm realizing too throughout all our talks how much I appreciate the teachers out there and how much they make me smile. And then finally my family, each and every day, ups and downs, highs and lows, ins and outs. You know, these are my peeps, and there's no place that I would rather be than in the house with everybody here. Of course, I'd rather have, you know, in a perfect world, we'd have 25 relatives and just craziness, but we don't right now. But that's what makes me smile, is what's right in front of my face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for you guys and having at least this outlet for, you know, at least every other week or so that we can hang out and you know, catch up and kick our feet up and relax and take a break. And I think that really makes me smile. And it's been a great year, fellas. I love you guys.
I love you too.
Yeah, I've been really focused on all the good things that have happened this year. And even though there's a lot of negative, I just keep on circling back to the cool stuff. But, you know, from a holiday perspective, I totally dig watching, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas Elf. And
we've been,
you know, trying to squeeze those movies in between the distance learning and having to get up the next morning to go to work for me. And so, you know, I just that like you were saying, MK, about being able to sit on the couch and watch movies with the kids. And I don't know, there's something really special, you know, this time of year, having the, you know, Christmas tree in the living room and watching movies and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm also, you know, thankful for you guys, thankful for this opportunity to be able to hang out and talk. And then, you know, of course, I love my family, love my kids. And this year will be a little bit different, not being able to see everybody like we normally do, the crazy Christmas spirit that usually happens with extra people. But, you know, we're looking at what we're going to be able to do and focusing on the good stuff that we're going to be able to do together as a family. And that's what we got, and it's actually a lot. So we're blessed.
Well,
our listeners too, and you know, we talked a lot about Christmas tonight, but all holidays, all faiths, all countries, all people, you know, just have a happy new year, a New Year's Eve, and let's get to 2021 and let's turn it on. Our listeners finally make me smile as well. Like our interactions are really great, and it's so positive, and people like what we're doing, and in turn, we tend to check out other stuff, and everybody's trying to move the needle the right direction, and that's really good to see on a whole. So that stuff makes me smile as well. But thanks for a great year, guys. Ben?
Yeah.
Hey, Ben. Ben. Happy holidays, buddy.
Happy holidays, my man. I don't know if you're in transit right now, but we hope to see you when you put your feet back on soil here. I hope your family's doing well. And cheers to you guys and your families and extended families of our friends and folks out there.
Yeah, cheers to everybody. Thank you for listening. And thank you again, Jen, for being such a great producer.
Yes. Thanks to our producer,
the
amazing wife of mine.
Yeah, amazing.
All right. Have a good new year, guys. We'll catch you on the flip side. See you in 2021.
Cheers.
Hey-o.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our time that I was a real out of here.